Ah.
Thank you.
Hilfe, Hilfe, Seele
guys.
Nice. Wow.
I love to sing.
Yo, that's a nice sweater.
Nice sweater weather.
Stop until there's no room left to grow. So if the breaking of my bones sounds like the sweet tone of the stars exploding in the night sky, I hope that I make it out alive. 'Cause if it takes more than us in new ways. So can you patiently wait? For my growing pains.
One of the fundamentals of life, as the Mesil Sisharim writes in the beginning, the Ramchal teaches us, one of the reasons, and I quote, I quote the Ramchal in the beginning of the first perek, and he says, "Ki ikar metzias ha'adam ba'olam hazeh," is that each and every one of us wonder what we're doing on this planet. There's existential questions that each and every one of us have of why am I here? What's it all about? Why now? Why did I come down to this world during this stage in life? What's it all about? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? And that's a very, 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 very important question to ask oneself. To ask oneself. Sometimes we get frustrated that we wish we knew the answer to that. And we forget many times that that is actually one of the purposes of a person being in this world. One of the purposes of a person being in the world, in this world, is to try and find your purpose in the world. That is one of the missions of this lifetime that we're here, this limited time that each and every one of us have come down into this world, is to figure out, why did I come down into this world? Olam, we know, is Malashan Helam, which means it's hidden. Hashem hides himself. Hashem hides himself from us. As we know, Tashus Choshech Vihi Laila, that this world is Doime Lalaila. This world is called nighttime. Even when it's daytime, it's called nighttime. The reason it's called nighttime is because it's Choshech Le'enei HaSeichel. We forget what life is about. We forget, why am I here? What's my purpose? What's it all about? Yes, Emir Tashem, it's about getting married, raising a family, making a living, learning Torah, davening, becoming, quote unquote, the best that you can become, even though you've heard from me many times. I just say, just try and become you, and just be you, and then that'll be the best. So you don't have to worry about being the best, but you know what I mean. The goal of life sometimes can get distracting. We can get distracted. And the tzaddikim, Baruch Hashem, the Einei Ha'eda, the eyes of us, of the world, of the Jewish people, can tell us what it is that we're here. Now, one of the things, it's something that it's always good to chazer over, good to remember. So why am I here on this world? I wish I could figure that out. So one of the tzaddikim tells us, he says three things. I'm just going to focus on the last thing. I'm not going to talk about the first two. But the Ramchal says, one of the reasons that we are put on this world is lamoid banisayan. To be oimed, to stand up, whatever that means. We'll talk a little bit about that. Banisayan. When you have a nisayon, the way we translate is a test, it's a challenge, it's a nisayon, it's difficult. That one of the reasons that each and every one of us is put on this world is that it's brought down asara nisayonos, nisnasa Avram Avinu, that Avram Avinu went through 10 major challenges. There's a machlokas what exactly the 10 were, and in this week's parasha we know the famous one that Avram Avinu went through, which was what? The Akedas Yitzchak. That Avram Avinu had to take his most precious thing in the world, his son Yitzchak, who finally came after years and years of tefillos between him and Sarah, Imenu, and then he's got to go ahead and take Yitzchak and kill him. Why? Because Hashem told him. And what does it say? It says that was, according to many, that was like the nisayon. That was the final test. That was his final test. And that every person, the tzaddikim tell us, has 10 tests in your lifetime. Sometimes it feels like we have more than 10 tests, because it's true. 10 challenges, 10 things that are very difficult, but in a certain way, if you break it down, we're young. When you'll break it down, Amir Tashem, when you get older, one of the things you could say, maybe one of my nisyonos has been my life in a certain situation until now. That is a real nisayon. A nisayon means nace. A nace means a flag. A nace means something that you lift up. It's something that's down, and I lift it up. The tzaddikim tell us, and I read from the holy Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, and he says, Kol yirida v'timtum alev hatoikvin es ha'adam hu tzoyrach gavoya miyuchad. If I would know, and I'm going to read something, who's this from? From the Strelitzker. I'm going to read an incredible, incredible pshat that he brings down, that if we would know when we have a challenge, if we would know why it's difficult for me, whatever reason I have this difficulty, if I would know that that is there to raise me up, it's there to lift me up, it's not there to push me down. Everything that I go through, every darkness that I go through, every challenge that I go through, maybe the whole challenge is for me to realize that it's really just a challenge. It's all from Hashem. Maybe the entire thing is only so I could decode and I could realize, you know what? This is all from Hashem. It's actually Hashem. It's actually Hashem who is orchestrating. Why? Because I live in a world that is a dark world. And Hashem wants me to find him. Hashem wants me to find me, which is one and the same. Because when you find you, you find Hashem. When you find Hashem, you find yourself. They're one and the same. And my nisyonos, which we'll talk about in a second, my nisyonos, my nace, my way to lift myself up is dafka when I have my struggles. None of us want struggles. None of us want to have the challenge. But the way the world goes, ha'adam tzarech, says the tzaddik, lios oz dafka b'matzav kezeh, ulisachez misham im Hashem yisbarach. Many times, as I've spoken, it's not the problem, right? A guy has a problem. We all have problems. We all have problems. You have a problem, and you fight the fact that you have a problem, that problem. That in itself might be the bigger problem. You have a problem. Maybe the bigger problem is the fact that you're fighting the fact that you have a problem. But when a person brings, as the Kutzker Rebbe says, where is Hashem? Hashem is where you let him in. When you let Hashem into your life, and letting Hashem into your life means that I recognize my childhood is from Hashem. My deficiencies are from Hashem. My strengths are from Hashem. My challenges are from Hashem. And I realize, when I realize that maybe the whole purpose of everything that I'm going through is there to strengthen me. It's there to make me better. It's there to make me stronger. Is there to make me closer to who I am. You know the irony of Avraham Avinu is? You would think Avram's the first convert, right? We all know that. Avraham Avinu is the first Baal Tshuva, bigger than a Baal Tshuva, a ger. So you would think, it always bothered me, you would think Avram, what did he change his name from? His name was Avram, and then he changed it to Avraham. What? He added. Oh, very good. Bensi already got it. Bensi already got it. And I want to explain. I want to explain what Bensi's saying like this. You would think it would be better if Avram's name, I'm just giving this as an example of a name, his name was Mike. And where did he change his name? Mike to Avram. So what did I do? I took my past and I got rid of my past, and I became a new entity called Avraham. I would think that if I want to change my whole entire essence of who I am, I want to, good kasha. That's not that game. That was that. Yeah, you could sing Yos is Alive. You could sing. Put that kash on the side. I'm going to give you, Aviel, you can even think of a teretz yourself. I'll give you a little hint, meaning it's not, Yaakov, was it a din in tshuva? We call Yaakov, Yaakov and Yisrael, not for now. You're not allowed to call Avraham, Avram. But what's the point? The point is that Avraham and Avram was taking Avram, taking yourness. People think in order to change who I am, I need to change my whole existence of who I am. That's not true. That's not true. People think I got to get rid of who I am and I got to become somebody else. Avraham Avinu teaches us that that's not true, because all he did was add something to himself. He took everything that he had, everything that he went through. What do they say? If they give you lemons, make lemonade. If they give you something bitter, turn that bitter into something sweet. That's called being oimid b'nisayon. It's not about changing and getting rid of your past. That's not what it's about. The Ramchal doesn't say the main reason we're here in this world is to get rid of our past. It's to take yourself and to realize that everything you have is exactly what you need to make you great. And as Bensi said, a good remez to that is he put the hey, Hashem, in Avram. When you bring Hashem in, you know what that means? What does it mean to bring Hashem into your challenges? To bring Hashem into your darkness, to bring Hashem into whatever nisayon you're going through. You know what it means? It means, wait, maybe this is actually the perfect thing for me. Maybe this is exactly going to help me raise myself up. Because that's what a nisayon is. A nisayon is a flag. A nisayon is nes. A flag. And maybe, I'm going to read this Strelitzker, which is crazy the way he says it. The Strelitzker says that we all know that Avram was makariv the whole world. Everyone loved Abraham, to this day, monotheism, Christianity, Islam. The belief in one God comes from where? From Abraham, from Avram Avinu. Listen to what he says. Vayas. Also, as hanefesh asher asu b'charon, listen to what he says, al yidei nesyonos asher avru al Avram Avinu. The challenges that Avram Avinu went through, shezeh b'chinas b'charon, that's called charon, which is like pain and anger and frustration. That, he says, al yidei zeh nitaknu kama v'kama nefashos, asher hayu meshukayim betuma. As the tzaddikim say, that when I go through a challenge, maybe that challenge lifts up somebody over there who becomes a bal tshuva. Maybe when you struggle, as I say many times Friday night when we sing, v'yiu rachamecha mizgoylim. I believe, I know it's a crazy thing to say, and I know it's a little bit strange to say, I do believe that we were zocha to have a chelik in the redemption of Bar Avram Ben Julia. How could that be? How could that be that my tefillah, how could it be that our tefillah, how could it be that when I struggle with something, that maybe it's actually affecting my mother, Maybe it's actually affecting some guy out in Utah who right now is thinking about Hashem, and he's actually considering Hashem because of my nisayon, that I realize that that's from Hashem. Hashem wants me to go through that. Hashem wants me to go through whatever I'm going. I'm not even talking about the fact that maybe in 20 years from now, you're going to go ahead and help the world because of the challenges that you've had. That's a very, very big thing to say, but for sure it's very, very possible that that's why we go through what we go through. But I'm talking about things that we can't even see. How do you know when you struggle with Shabbos to connect to Shabbos? How do you know that Shabbos that you're trying so hard, that you accomplished, maybe there's three Jews out there somewhere on campus in some college that suddenly get a spark and start thinking about Shabbos because of what you are going through? And if a person would live like that, if a person would live with the realization that everything that I go through, everything that I go through, everything that I've been through, the main purpose of being on this world, says the Ramchal, is to be Oymed Benisayin, is that things are difficult for me. How do you know what your roommate, when you get out of bed and it's difficult? It's one of the things I say, right? Looking at someone davening, when someone's davening in the morning, you can never judge anybody. You don't know how long the guy slept. You don't know how hard it was for him to get out of bed. Everyone's sitting here in shir. I don't know your story of how you got here, why you're sitting here right now, who gets more schar, who gets more. I don't know your nisyonis. Nobody knows what people go through, what it took for you to be in yeshiva. How does anybody know? That's why it's almost impossible to judge anybody for anything. How do you know how difficult it was for Avram Avinu? That's why Avram Avinu is so powerful. How do we know that maybe Avram Avinu, it says, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Vayemayer Avram. Avram was quick. Maybe he was from the laziest people out there. Maybe Avram Avinu had trouble getting out of bed. Maybe Avram Avinu actually wasn't so good with other people, but he pushed himself to extend his hand to other people. It's a schus, Rabbi Migdal's here. I don't know if everybody knows Rabbi Migdal. We're blessed. Rabbi Migdal's in uniform, and Rabbi Jesmer is sitting here in his uniform right now. What's going on? Someone sent this to me. What is going on? You know, people get all excited and they see a soldier, and it's so beautiful when you see someone like Rabbi Migdal, Rabbi Jesmer in uniform with tzitzis and learning Torah. It's beautiful. And this is not a political statement, bachlal, what I'm saying. Every yid in a uniform is beautiful. Every yid not in uniform is beautiful. Every yid is so, so beautiful. Every Jew, we don't need a chiddush to say, maybe that guy. We do sometimes need to remind ourselves that everyone is beautiful, and don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we sin differently. Don't judge me because we do different mitzvahs. We got to make up a new one for that. Don't judge me because we do mitzvahs differently. Don't judge me because my relationship with Hashem is my relationship. How does anybody know? Listen to this. From Ram Braslavsky. Someone said this to me. I could cry reading this. You could see on his face one of the hostages. The only thing that gave me strength. Right? Think about this. This is a person who literally was in living Gehenna. Didn't know, who knows? We can't even get into the mind and heart of one of the hostages. And this is what he shares with the Jewish people. The only thing that gave me strength was knowing that everything done to me was simply because I am a Jew. It made me realize that we are truly different. We must return to being a united people, to keeping mitzvot, to understand what it means to be Jewish. What does it mean to be Jewish? What does it mean to have the heritage of where you come from? Where do I come from? And where am I headed? Which is one in the same. Which is one in the same. Avram Avinu teaches us that everything that you go through, every nisayon that you've ever gone through, every challenge that we all experience is so big, is so great, is so powerful, it's so holy. And the Yetzirah wants us to focus on how dirty we are. The Yetzirah wants us to focus on how many times I failed. The Yetzirah wants me to focus on, am I a bad guy? Am I a good guy? The Yetzirah doesn't want me to look in the mirror and to see how gorgeous and how beautiful I am and how wonderful I am and everything that I struggle with, everything that I go through, every challenge that I have is so, so, so special and powerful. And it will create who I am. It'll help me be who I am. It'll strengthen who I am. Sometimes it's just putting the hay, as Bensi said, in the Avram. It's not about changing who you are. There's a famous, I don't have it right now, I think it's from Rabbi Yerucham of Ish Kever Chaso Berach, from the Chas, I don't remember. Said that there's a piece that talks about the fact that at a Yid's blessing, you know what I'm talking about? I think he brings it, yeah. So that would be from Rabbi Yerucham. Yeah. I meant to look it up before Shir. People think, and I want to end off with this. Yidden, all of us, the Yetzirah confuses us. That's one of the goals. They say the Yetzirah is like a fly. Yetzirah is like a fly. Gemara says, why is the Yetzirah like a fly? Because the Yetzirah wants to distract me. Flies distract you. They distract you. Distract me. Get me off my game. Help me not focus on my main thing. On what's most important. Why am I in yeshiva? Why did I come to yeshiva this year? Why am I here in yeshiva? Ask yourself that question. And you don't have to answer that question like that. Why am I here on this planet? What am I doing in this world? What does it mean that I'm a Yid? What does that mean that I'm a Jew? What does that mean that they hate us? Why do they hate us? What do they want from me? What did I do wrong? Ask yourself that question. Where have we come from? Where am I headed? And to realize that it's not about changing who you are as much as it's about bringing Hashem into your life and saying, this is exactly the way I am supposed to be. People struggle the most with feeling intrinsic love and intrinsic value. It's probably the biggest thing that people struggle with. I'm intrinsically so beautiful. I'm intrinsically close to Hashem. Hashem accepts me for exactly who I am. Maybe your nisayon is not to change yourself. Maybe your nisayon is to bring Hashem more into your life. And when I say bring Hashem more into your life, I didn't say go learn Gemara. That's not what I said. I said bring Hashem into your life. For one person, it might be learning Gemara. For another person, it might be reconnecting his emuna and maybe bringing Hashem more and bringing God more into his life. For another person, it might be being more honest. Chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. Being more honest with myself. Not living in denial. Maybe I need to stop talking about other people. Maybe I need to learn to be more careful in my relationships. Maybe it means keep it av aim. Maybe it means I need to learn to be more connected to my mother and my father. Maybe it means I need to pull away from my mother and my father. Maybe it means I gotta reach out and become closer with my siblings. Maybe it means I gotta stay away from my siblings. They're not good for me at this stage in my life. But where we start is, we start by saying, this is who I am. I want to bring Hashem into who I am. And I'll end off with this. We say, where am I going? Where am I going? I said this, I think, Rosh Hashanah time. Where am I headed? Where am I headed? I think more than where am I headed is the question of where's my location. You could put in your Waze address from today till tomorrow to get you to where you need to go. But if you don't have the proper location, it's not going to help you at all. And I think Avraham teaches us that the first step to be oimid b'nisayon, the first step to stand up and to raise myself up, is to realize that exactly where I am, is from Hashem. Where I've come from to where I am right now is all from Hashem. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be. And maybe I just need to add a little hey to my name. I don't have to change my name from Mike to Avraham. I just have to be who I am and just add a little, as one of my favorite lines, because I think it's not just a line, I think it's a way of life. It's not about working harder sometimes, it's about working smarter. Sometimes we think, I gotta beat my Yetzirah, I gotta change my... Maybe I have to just accept that this is actually the struggle that I have. And this Hashem wants me to struggle with this thing. Hashem wants me to deal with this. Hashem wants me to realize that this is who I am. And once I realize that, maybe I'll just become the incredible person who I already am. I don't have to become anyone. I just gotta realize that I'm already maybe awesome. That's called intrinsic value. Maybe I'm actually like we always speak, the person who's chasing. One of the challenges of chasing is chasing means you don't catch the person. You're chasing. You're chasing and chasing and chasing. We don't need to chase. Maybe it's right here, right under my nose. Maybe it's right here, right under my nose. Maybe I'm right. It's like, Ani Yosef, Od Avichai. Like, Yosef was standing in front of the brothers, like, I'm here. You're good. This is exactly the way you're supposed to be. Exactly. And then you could put in the destination. Then you could put in the destination. Or put in the destination. Put in that. You could do both. Put in the destination, but see if you have location. I say this many times. My destination is, I got to stop with my anxiety. Great. What's your location? How long is it going to take me from here to get rid of my anxiety? 2 days? I don't think so. 2 months? I don't think so. 6 months? Very possible. What are you doing about it? You're reading books. You're speaking to people. And I challenge all of us here. I challenge everybody here. Take something. Take a goal. Take something that you want that's a nisayon and say, I got to stop doing this. I got to start doing this. And ask yourself, where's my location? Where's my location? And how long is it going to take me to get there? Where's my frustration? My frustration, sometimes a person hears something and he's like, okay, I got to fix it. I got to get it. It takes time. It takes time. How long does it take? Ask somebody. I want to become a millionaire. I want to be worth $10 million. What's realistic to say how long it takes to do that? I want to become a tzaddik. How long does it take? So that's a very easy answer. That takes a second to be a tzaddik. That's a second, but that's a different conversation. Ask Yanki Varhaftig. Ask Yanki a tzaddik. Ask him how to be a tzaddik. Yeah. Ask Yanki. A tzaddik. That's a tzaddik. If anybody wants to know how to be a tzaddik, just have a conversation and ask him. It's pretty simple. Hashem should help us all. We should all be zoichi, each and every one of us. We'll do a quick Hilchos Lashon Hara. Don't leave yet, please. Let's do a quick Hilchos Lashon Hara. The halacha is very important. Says the Chavetz Chaim. It is best to avoid questions when the answer can involve Lashon Hara. How was that restaurant? Do they make good food? That's a very dangerous question. Do you like your roommates? Or is he a good ball player? How did he play? You have to be very careful with that. Very careful to not ask those questions. Because that is called Avak Lashon Hara. We should all be Zocha to light up tomorrow with today. Thank you.